गृहेषु सार्थो ग्राम्याशु केचया कर्मतन्त्राम्बितनुते वेदवादाभिपानधि गृहेषु इन हाउसहोल्ड लाइफ कूटधामेषु द प्रिटेंशियस रिलिजियोसिटी शक्ता being attracted, gramya sukha, ichaya, by a desire for material happiness, karma tantram, fruitive activities, vitanute, he performs, veda bada, by the explanations of the Vedas, vipana dihi, intelligence being lost. Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, by Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Pretentiously religious household life, in which one is attracted to material happiness, and thus also attracted to the superficial explanation of the Vedas, robs one of all intelligence, and attaches one to fruitive activities as all in all. Please repeat. Pretentiously religious household life, in which one is attracted to material happiness, and thus also attracted to the superficial explanation of the Vedas, robs one of all intelligence and attaches one to fruitive activities as all in all. Purport. Persons who identify with bodily existence are attached to the fruitive activities described in the Vedic literature. For example, in the Vedas it is said that one who observes the Chaturmasya vow will attain eternal happiness in the heavenly kingdom. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that this flowery language of the Vedas mostly attracts persons who identify with the body. To them, such happiness as that of the heavenly kingdom is everything. They do not know that beyond that is the spiritual kingdom or the kingdom of God. They have no knowledge that one can go there. And thus they are bereft of transcendental knowledge. Such persons are very careful in observing the rules and regulations of household life in order to be promoted in the next life to the moon or other heavenly planets. It is stated here that such persons are attached to gramya sukha, which means material happiness, without knowledge of eternal, blissful, spiritual life. Pretentiously religious household life in which one is attracted to material happiness and thus also attracted to superficial explanation of the Vedas robs one of all intelligence and attaches one to fruitive activities as all in all. So here the idea is that Daksha is performing a Vedic sacrifice, he's following all the rules and regulations nicely. But they're actually missing the point here. They think that just by performing rules and regulations and everything going according to the rules, then everything would become perfect, because we want a perfect result, because if we get perfect result we can enjoy better. So they're missing the real point here, by offending Lord Shiva, the great Vaishnava, not understanding the position of a Vaishnava, or following properly Vaishnava etiquette. They think that the rules and regulations which are for neophytes, are the all in all, and even above the Vaishnava. So they're so attached to these rules and regulations that it robs them of their intelligence. And then they become just absorbed in fruitive activities as everything. So this was the beginning of the creation. Still, the same thing is going on today. pretentiously religious household life. They're performing religious activities simply to justify their sense gratification. So everybody wants sense gratification. That's why we're in the material world. But now do it religiously. Oh, that will justify it. No, it's according to scripture. It's according to religion. Therefore, our sense gratification is sanctioned. And therefore, it's actually the thing to do because we want to enjoy. So very conveniently, we practice some religion, and that justifies our sense gratification. Just like here it says that they perform. One observes the Chatamas vow, because there are statements in the Veda. One who performs the Chatamas, he will taste eternal happiness. Eternity. Well, that's what we want, eternal happiness. So perform a strict vow like Chatamasya, simply to gain eternal happiness, which means you go to the heavenly kingdoms, which are called eternal from our point of view, from time-wise. But of course, it's also temporary there. Prabhupada said it's a lifetime. We think the heavenly planets is a long time. They think Brahmaloka is a long time. But for Brahma it's a lifetime. For the demigods it's a lifetime. For us it's a lifetime. And for an ant it's a lifetime. It's all relative. It's a lifetime, that's all. But anyway, being bewildered by this misconception, still they can't. They're obsessed and enjoying by performing Vedic rituals. Of course, when the devotees perform Chatamasya, it's recommended in Hari Bhakti Vilas, the devotees should also perform Chatamasya. Their Chatamasya is not for heavenly delight, it's for the delight of Srimata Radharani. The Chatamasya Vrata during that month of Kartik is also called Udra Vrata. Udra is the name of the month, it's the name of Srimata Radharani. So one who performs that Vrata with the intention and does it properly, then he receives the mercy of Srimata Radharani. But for the karmis, or those who are attached to karma kanda, no, they just want the enjoyment part. Go to the heavenly planets where we can enjoy there for a very long, long time. And where we go to the, Krishna speaks about going to the moon planet, drinking shomaras, and elixir. You stay eternal, you stay youthful, you stay strong, you drink this heavenly wine from the moon planet. So this is the Vedas, parts of the Vedas, then they are giving sense gratification. So this is the nonsense part of the Vedas, because it's for nonsense people who want happiness. They, in other words, they are using the Vedas as an excuse not to follow the Vedas, or the essence of the Vedas. The essence of the Vedas, Krishna says, is to understand me. It is I am to understood by the Vedas. This is the essence of the Vedas. And what does Krishna say when you understand him? Sarva dhanam parityajamam. Give up all the dharmas that have been taught in the Vedas, your heavenly dharmas and things, and surrender to me. So they don't want that. But they'll take the other part of the Veda that deals with all these things. No, it's the Veda says like this, so we are doing. We are Vedic, we are following, we are Aryan, civilized. And our scripture is to follow like this, so we are following like this. But they don't follow the Yukta Vairagya aspects that are given in the Vedas. Knowledge and renunciation. They only get those aspects that promote sense gratification. So they're simply using the Vedas as an excuse not to follow the essence of the Vedas, or to come to the point of bhakti, or surrendering to Krishna. So, this is why the world is so complicated to understand. When we have to have religious life, otherwise we're animals. But then within religious life, that's not all in all. There are different gradations and standards in religious life, according to a person's faith, his understanding, his intelligence. So there's something for everyone. Of course, everyone is on different levels of understanding. So Veda is catering for all kinds of personalities. Just like Krishna, even Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita, he says you should fight and win the battle, Arjuna. What promise did he give Arjuna? You go to the heavenly planets. If you die on the battlefield, you get to heaven. You'll enjoy the heavenly planets. So, even Krishna was promising heavenly planets. But then again, he refutes it a little while later by teaching Buddhi Yoga. First he was telling Arjuna Karma Yoga. At least you may become attracted. At least you'll fight. You'll do your duty. I want you to fight. Somehow or another, I'll try and get you to fight. So if you fight, you'll go to the heavenly planets, even if you lose. But then he brings him up to Buddhi Yoga. Krishna is always speaking to make the living entities advance more and more. And so then he tells him to fight. You fight, but without attachment to the result, Arjuna. That's better. First you can fight with attachment to the result. What's the attachment? I go to the heavenly kingdom. Nice. Well, it's worth fighting then if some good result is there. Then Krishna speaks, no. Fight because it's your duty, but don't be attached to the result. So he's teaching detachment. So it's a higher principle. So Krishna is gradually pushing Arjuna more and more and more. Just like Arjuna was saying that, well, if I fight Krishna and I kill all my family members, then I ruin the family traditions, the family dharma. The tradition will be lost. So this again, this is karmakanda. He's attached to the family traditions that are given in the Vedas. Every gotra has its different traditions. Every family has traditions coming from generations which they're attached to performing. So Arjuna says, well, if we kill all the family members, then all the traditions will be lost. So again, Arjuna is still he's acting as he's attached to karmakanda still. But Krishna, again, he defeats him by saying, no. He said, the Vedas are mainly dealing with this flowery language, as Prabhupada says here. In this purport, this flowery language of the Vedas, it's there, it's nice, it's given Arjuna, but nice Trigun Bhavaju, you rise above this flowery language of the Vedas, because the Vedas are mainly dealing with the three modes of material nature. So you rise above it, Arjuna. Nice Trigun Bhavaju, come above that material. So therefore, he's trying to get Arjuna out of his bodily conception of life, attached to his family members, killing his families, attached to the duty which is related to bodily activities, all within the modes of material nature. So Krishna is speaking on and on to bring Arjuna to the point of just surrender and bhakti. So he has to go through all these things because this is the nature of all the conditioned living entities. They all have different conditions. So like this, it's Vedic. It's religious, it's religious duty, household life, but it's pretentious. Narad Muni is saying it's all pretentious. Because it's dealing with it's the modes of material nature, it's production of the modes of material nature. And the modes of material nature are contaminating. Even in the mode of goodness, it's contaminating. It means it's going to keep you bound up in the cycle of birth and death, in dharmic activities. You'll take a dharmic birth in your next birth, but still it's another birth. It's not solving the real problem of life. So this flowery language of the Vedas is actually contaminating for the living entities who haven't understand the real purpose of the Vedas. So the idea is that Krishna's telling us, don't involve yourself in all these statements of the Vedas that are dealing with karma and jnana. Just avoid them altogether, Arjuna. Because you're going to get bewildered. And we see people are bewildered. They read all these statements, karma kanda, jnana kanda, so many things, but it's simply bewildering. So Krishna's advice to Arjuna, rise above all that. Don't even bother about them. Whenever you read about the karma kanda or the jnana kanda, just avoid it, Arjuna. But this is the flowery language, but there are also verses concerning bhakti in the Vedas. Otherwise, what would be there will be no purpose in Vedas is presenting everything. Those instructions you follow, Arjuna. Wherever there is mention of pure bhakti, those instructions you follow. But the other ones, they can be neglected, disregarded. Because Arjuna's main concern, actually, on the battlefield is that I'm going to be sinful. If I don't perform my duty properly, I'll be sinful. This is his main concern. main excuse. But Krishna says, no. Even if you give up that karma kanda, even if you give up the jnana kanda, and you simply attach yourself to the bhakti activities, that will relieve you from all the sin. You don't even have to bother about relieving yourself from sin. You just take to the activities of bhakti, that will remove all the sin, that will relieve you from all sin. When Krishna says, aham tam sarva papi bio, you surrender to me, Arjuna, and you perform bhakti, and even if it is sinful, I'll take it. Aham tam sarva papi. Even if it is sinful, Arjuna, still I will take it. Because you are performing bhakti to me. As you surrender to me, Krishna says, I will carry what you like, and I will give what you... So this is Krishna's advice. No, you just surrender to me, Arjuna, and fight. Because I want this fight to take place. You fight for my satisfaction. Your difficulty is, Arjuna, your unhappiness is that you're thinking of your own happiness. That's what's making you unhappy. You're thinking, if I kill my family members, I won't be happy. Because you're thinking of your happiness, that is the cause of your unhappiness. Krishna says, you think of my happiness. The whole purpose of the Vedas is to understand me and understand what I want. I want you to fight. That's my happiness. If you do my happiness, then you'll be happy, Arjuna. Nice fragrant Baba. Rise above all the happiness and distress as talked about in the Vedas through different activities. Otherwise, even Bhishma Dev, Mahajan, authority, he says that to understand the intricacies of religion is very, very difficult. Even I am bewildered. What is right, what is wrong? Luckily, Krishna is in this picture, in the story of the Mahabharatam, so he can put everything in its proper position. Otherwise, very difficult to understand the rules and regulations of the Vedas, the scriptures, what to follow, what not to follow, the good points of the Vedas, and also the deficiencies in many of the Vedic languages. So a devotee has to know those. Krishna is pointing them all out. There are all so many deficiencies. Krishna has given us so many aspects of knowledge, renunciation, religion, three modes of material nature, Varnashram Dharma, renunciation, knowledge of the super soul, knowledge of the soul, sannyas. Krishna has given so many dharmas actually. That's all he's doing. Again and again he's speaking all these different dharmas to Arjuna. But finally he says, sarvadhanam parityaja. Actually they're all useless. Krishna said, everything I've spoken so far, sarvadhanam parityaja. All those dharmas except surrender to me, they're all useless. They're all binding one in this material world. They're all confusing. So Krishna very graciously gave that verse, sarvadhanam parityajamam. He wasn't going to give it, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but he gave it. It came out because he wanted to help his friend Arjuna. And therefore it's recorded. So then now we know the highest principle of religion, is to surrender to Krishna, to satisfy Krishna's desires rather than satisfy our own desires. So it is this Smriti Shriti Punadi Pancharatrika Vidhin Bina. Any activity that is not in accordance with the rules and regulations of the Puranas and the Smriti Shastras, etc.,